Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Build Muscle and Burn Fat podcast. Today's question actually comes from a listener, and I'm actually excited to answer this one because I do train a lot of females. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a lady who's interested in this question that I'm about to share with you, make sure you listen all the way through to the end because I do have a little prize for you that I want you to have as a gift. It's a prize or a gift, I'm not sure. It's kind of a bit of both. So the question that I had was asked from an anonymous person because they wanted to remain anonymous. And the question they asked was, can women lift weights without being bulky? Now, I find this is a really interesting question, especially with today's society, with so much information and so many people out there, especially ladies and influencers, sharing their journey about lifting weights. But I guess at the end of the day, I can really only share this as a coach who's done this for 13 years as a personal trainer, and even coming from a perspective of a male who has worked with all these people, but people who are also scared too. And I want to contribute to the space of helping people out there. So if you find this useful, please let me know. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That's the only way that I can really say that helps me build this podcast up. I don't make a dollar out of it. But if I can help people out there, that's all I'm looking at. So I've got some notes here that I want to go through. And the first one is, what is actually bulky? We have to determine what we're looking at if we're trying to avoid or go towards something. Now, bulky has no definition. I'm not going to go into the very cliche of looking into a dictionary and finding what the definition is. But when I'm looking at the word bulky, it's more so looking at the fact that this is a subjective value. People tend to look at the biggest and the greatest people who have done this, so they fear themselves from it. And for a lot of ladies, they tend to look at professional bodybuilders and go, whoa, that's something that I want to avoid or potentially work towards. Now, based on the question here, it looks like you are trying to avoid this. But one thing I'm going to say to yourself is if you are scared of that, you probably don't have what it takes to get there. We're looking at the best of the best. We're looking at people who are literally doing and basing their lives off this and also dedicating their lives to it. So unless you have that kind of drive and determination, you probably won't get there because it's like me saying, oh, I don't want to work too hard. I might accidentally become a millionaire. So for you out there, don't stress so much. It's actually quite hard to do this. Now I'm going to go through three things that actually determine if you're going to become bulky or not, because as I mentioned, it is a very subjective thing, but there are factors that can contribute to this. Now, the first thing that I'm already going to talk about is your genetics. So when we're talking about genetics, this is your DNA that you are passed on from your parents. So have a look at your parents and just know that despite your stimulus and your environment, your growing up might be different, what they're capable of in terms of physical appearance is going to be what you're capable of with physical appearance with a different type of lifestyle. So if you see that your parents are training and have that lifestyle that you have, and they build quite a bit of muscle, and that's what you want, go for it. Your genetic intake of muscle building is basically the same as your height. You might have an anomaly, but that's basically where all your material comes from and your potential to as well. So the one thing I like to look into as well is comparing it to something that you may see. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm pretty sure everyone has been watching the Physical 100. And have a look at all the ladies that are there. Now, of course, all of them have different types of training backgrounds, but everyone has also different genetic makeups. People have broader shoulders, people have wider hips. These are all things that you cannot control. But one thing I'll say for you out there, if you're worried about your genetics and it might limit you, don't be. The one thing you need to really focus on is living up to your actual ceiling or your genetic uptake. And what I mean by this is, I can only relate this to me. I've been doing this for roughly around 13 years. And when people look at me and they go, oh, you've been training for that long? Well, maybe this is me in my head and how I perceive it. And this, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be very open with you guys. I do have a few doubts in my head when I think about, wow, I've been doing this for 13 years and I only look like this. But what I have is I don't really believe I have the greatest genetics to build the greatest physique. but I'm always going to try my best because there are so many more values towards exercise. And I'm not going to go through it today because we're going to stay on track with the actual question if women can lift without getting bulky. But exercise has so much more benefits than just appearance and aesthetic. It also makes you feel good too. But to answer the question for this part, if you can get bulky and how much muscle you build, that's based on your genetics that you have. We're going to move on to part number two now, where really this is something that you can control. And this is going to be your nutrition. Now, nutrition is so important because if you're eating great or not eating so great, this does tend to express physically on how you feel. Now, obviously, there are other factors like training as well, which we're going to actually talk about later on in your body composition. But your nutrition plays such a big factor on this. So first, let's look at the person who doesn't eat. If you're a person who doesn't eat as much, you're probably not going to get the benefits of what you're actually doing in terms of training. So you won't be able to build that muscle, and I don't encourage you to do this. As I say it out loud, don't try and under-eat so you don't build muscle. But also don't go the other way. Don't overeat to try and build muscle as well. One thing I'll say for the people listening to this is eat to the demands of what your goals are, but also eat to the demands of what your body needs as well. And no matter what way you look at this, if you're trying to lose weight, I want you to eat the most amount of food to lose weight. You're still getting there. If you're trying to gain muscle, you want to eat the least amount of food to still build muscle. Now, you're probably wondering, how does this actually link back to the question of, can I lift weights without getting bulky as a female? If you're in a gaining phase, I actually do recommend that you be 1 or 2 kilos, even maybe up to 3 or 4 kilos above the weight that you want to be if you're looking to actually build muscle. Now, in the short term, you are going to be looking a little bit bulky because now you're in a caloric surplus. This is going to put more body weight on you. Now, for most females, I'll say this actually works in your favor. If you have a higher amount of body fat percentage, you tend to look a lot more softer, so to speak, but the ways that you prefer it. Now, this is a perception as well. When people are very, very lean, people think they actually look really, really bulky. Now, this is not the actual case. This is when you're just starting to see the appearance of muscles a lot more. Now, I'm not going to go into more detail about that just yet, because that's actually going to be in part three. But I want to say that if you are not eating as good as you may be, this might be the contributing factor to how you look. So if you're trying to avoid the bulky look, so to speak, maybe start to look into increasing your body fat percentage. Now, for some people out there, they have a quite a high amount of body fat percentage. So you're going to try and really start to dial down and work on your nutrition to help you with this. Now, this actually ties into part three. So it was quite tricky not to tell you everything in part two and make part three kind of redundant. But your body composition is going to be a big factor. So when we're looking at body composition, I want you to understand that this is what we're talking about is your body fat percentage and also your muscle mass. So for the people out there who have started training, maybe you've never trained at all and you started lifting weights, you're not going to be so worried about muscle mass because you have almost none, respectfully. And when I get people who have not ever touched weights, maybe they've done a lot of cardio and have reduced amounts of body fat and their skin's a little bit, you know, loose, so to speak, without being too, you know, rude, or this is very tongue-in-cheek, we call that skinny fat look. You're skinny, but you still have quite a bit of things that can move. Not to fearmong you, but that's just a term that you may hear every now and then. For these people, I do recommend that you start to lift some weights. So some squats, some lunges, some basic stuff first and get stronger in these. Yes, you will start to see your body weight go up. But you'll start to feel that your body starts to feel tighter. Things start to feel better as well. You start feeling better as well. And maybe even saying that you start to eat more food to meet your demands of your body, as we addressed in part point two. Now, for there are some people out there who tend to be the other way. They tend to have a lot of muscle mass and a high amount of body fat percentage. For people like this is where you start to work on your nutrition more because the appearance that you have may be that bulky look that you're looking for. Now, if you're looking at trying to actually gain that muscle mass and you're in that bulking phase, so to speak, or that muscle gain phase, then know that it will be a little bit uncomfortable for a little while, but stay in that percentage or stay in that phase for a little bit. But this is going to be determined on, you know, what works well for you. If you're in a very high body fat percentage and it feels a little bit uncomfortable, then maybe work downwards. But I want to put some healthy parameters out there, because for a person in this platform and also my experience, I don't want people to have negative relationships with their body and also how they feel, and I don't want them to go too high or too low. So for people in females who tend to be a little bit leaner, you're probably looking at roughly around 12 to 17% body fat. I believe in my experience that this is quite a lean amount of body fat. Anything less than that, you're probably looking at bodybuilding, and it's not sustainable for this person. But somewhere between those two percentages of body fat have worked really well for people to be sustainable for some period of time. Obviously, if you don't feel as good at 12, maybe bump up to 15 and 17. Now, I do like people to understand this, that this starts to play a big role in how your body starts to function. So the leaner you are actually works against you, but we're going to talk about the higher percentages of body fat now. Now for ladies, somewhere between 20 and 27% body fat is considered quite normal. This is also dependent on where you feel comfortable and where you are in your stage of your life. For most people, I always encourage them to work around roughly around 20. 17 to 22 tends to be okay, but it also depends on what they feel comfortable with as a person as well. I just don't encourage them to get to super lean body fats or percentages for long periods of time, especially single digit body fat percentage for male or female, not the greatest. Now, if you are sitting at a high body fat percentage, like I mentioned before, or too high of a body fat percentage, maybe you're looking at high 25s or high 20s to even low 30s or more, this is where your muscle mass can build quite a bit. But if you have high amounts of muscle mass, high amounts of body fat percentage, this might be where you get that bulky phase that you may not be looking for. So maybe start to decreasing some body fat percentage during this period. And for a great amount of people who are starting to begin with, because they tend to be at that body fat percentage when they start off, start to look into strength training. You get to really see the benefits of decreasing body fat and also increasing muscle mass at the same time, if not maintaining that high amount of muscle mass too. Now, there's a lot of things in between that can go a little bit off plan if you're not experienced. And this is where, obviously, I help a lot of my clients, where we may sacrifice a bit of muscle mass so that they can decrease their body fat percentage at a comfortable rate, not too fast, obviously, not too slow, but also where they feel comfortable for themselves, depending once again on their season in their life. For a handful of people who tend to be in the lower body fat percentages, I tend not to obviously want to keep them there. I want to increase them up, but they might be at lower body weights. So I ask them to actually increase their body fat percentage, increasing their food, and also train a little bit more so they can build that muscle mass. Once again, trying to find that nice balance when not training too much and not getting enough food in. Now, was this episode helpful? I hope it was, because it's a bit of a handful of a question, but to really sum it all up, it depends on what, first of all, your genetic makeup is. So ask your parents, or have a look at your parents, should I say, and that's basically what may be happening to yourself. The next part after that is actually going to be your nutrition, because that starts to play a role on your body composition. So looking into these two things, and that will actually see and determine where you feel comfortable. Because the question really isn't about bulky. The question is, can you lift weights while still feeling comfortable in your own body? And the answer to that question, should I say, is always yes, definitely. Because lifting weights is probably the most sustainable way to actually keep training. I love playing sports, but when you're reactive to trying to move left and right, this requires a lot of coordination, and if your body is unable to actually withstand that, unfortunately, injuries do happen. But when you're lifting weights and you're doing it properly with good technique, good safety protocols, good warm-ups, and actually looking after your body, you actually have less risk of actually injuring yourself as opposed to playing sport. So I always encourage people to lift weights, and then that starts to work into things like your nutrition as well, and like I mentioned before, how you feel. Now, thanks for listening all the way through to this. Now I've got the gift for you for listening. If you head over to the link in the description box of this podcast, I've got a 6-week strength training program for ladies out there. Now, this was actually voted from people in my free Facebook group as well as my Instagram who wanted to work on their hourglass figure. This program is generally $97, but because you've listened all the way through to this podcast, I'm going to give it to you for free. All you need to do is sign up at the description box with the link. From the top of my head, it is... No, you know what? I'm not even going to try from the top of my head. You have to look at the description box to know what it is so you can sign up to this program. I hope you enjoy it because I had so much fun actually making this program. I've tested it and trialed it with a lot of my clients before releasing it too, and it's gotten a lot of benefits. So you're going to have a great time with the 6-week program. Take it now because it's only limited to the first 50 people who sign up. So sign up to that program. First 50 people, you get it for free and save $97. After that, we have to start charging. Thanks everybody for listening. If you found this episode useful, please leave a 5-star review because that will help my podcast grow. I don't make a dollar out of this. I just want to help people out there and start to contribute to people out there who are looking to become stronger, better people of themselves or versions of themselves, and also build confidence too. Take care, everyone, and keep building momentum.